Morning, everybody. How we doing? Terms of practice today, we're going to cut practice down a little bit, and we just have to make some adjustments. We had the flu cases, and some more guys have come down with it, so we're actually working with quite a few less players. It'll probably shorten the player availability in terms of not as many guys to interview. Guys that won't be here today: Jerome Harrison, Alex Mack, Anthony Madison, Brodney Poole, Sean Rogers, Robert Royal, Chancey Stuckey, Jason Trusnick, Brian Schaefering, Lawrence Vickers, Corey Williams, Cameron Wimbley. So we're trying to, the first signs of any type of illness, get the guys home and out of the building, working as hard as we can to promote things to prevent the illness, obviously stressing the important things like sleep and hands and things like that. But it's that time of year, and unfortunately it's we have quite a few guys who are dealing with it. So we'll adjust practice, we'll work around it, and continue to move forward on Green Bay. And at looking at Green Bay, this isn't the team presents a lot of challenges. Offensively, I think they're playing really well. Aaron Rodgers has been very efficient throwing the ball. He's got 104 quarterback rating, and they do a nice job not just hitting the receivers, but then the receivers do a nice job with the run after the catch. They're able to get a lot of guys out quickly, and he's able to get the ball to them, and they've moved it efficiently against everybody they've faced. Defensively, I don't know Dom that well, but I've always respected and admired the job he's done, and I think they're playing very well defensively. One of the things that they're doing an outstanding job with is turning the ball over, and that's always a point of emphasis for us offensively, and this is a team that's very good at it defensively. And it's the 34. It's not exactly like our 34, but there are elements that we've seen before throughout the course of the season or the preseason. Obviously, the first time we played him, but that's evolved since we played him. And I think they're getting better each week. Then on special teams, just looking back at the preseason game, I think we've made strides since then on special teams. And I thought they did a nice job against us on special teams in the preseason. And especially their coverage units, I think, are solid, and they create a lot of pressure on things like PATs and field goals. You saw in our preseason game with the holding penalty, and got quite a bit of push. So they blocked one already this year. That's something that we'll have to deal with. So with that, we'll open up to questions.
Is the flu, how much shorter are you going to make practice? What exactly are you going to do to?
We'll cut back on some reps. We may keep at the same time, lower the increase the amount of time in between plays, but take some plays off it, extend the walkthrough a little bit. I'm going to talk to Brad and the coordinators maybe about the post-practice meetings, just trying to get the guys get him some extra rest, give him a chance to just be as vigilant as possible with this.
Have you gone through the H1N1 testing and all that?
Or? Well, not with a lot of these. Were really new this morning. It wasn't something that was apparent on Monday, so that it's new, and we'll go through all those things with HIPAA and things like that. Can't discuss it, but we will go through and see where we're at.
Are you doing more preventative as far as sending guys home than you normally would with this type of thing?
We're being really aggressive preventatively. So if there's any sign of it and we think it's heading that way, we'd much rather try to minimize the effects on the player and also the possible exposure to the rest of the group.
Getting any guidance from the league on this?
We're researching that now. Houston had a similar situation, and there are provisions if a team is hit by quite a bit of flu cases. So we'll continue to research that and go through the process and see where we're at.
What do you mean there are provisions?
You can the exact rule. I don't have all these specifics, but there are roster exemptions where you can bring up practice squad guys to play in the game without having to release somebody. So things like that that they put in place.
Are they any of them here, or are they all home?
No, they're all home.
Any coaches?
Not that. No, nothing that. They may not feel great, but it's typical for Wednesday. A little tired, but nothing that I've seen that where we'd send them home right now.
Do you know whether those guys that you mentioned, any of them had those shots or?
I'm not sure. I didn't go through player by player with that, and I'm not sure.
It sounds like you went through the names really, really fast, but it sounds like you might have some positions without anybody there.
No, we'll have positions, or we'll have people for each position. Vickers, have to adjust there, fullback.
Can you talk about what you plan to do now inside linebacker without DeQuell?
We've got a couple different options. I actually thought that Kaluka did a pretty nice job for his first extended exposure inside. You know, David Bowen started last year inside 5 games. So he's played there. Jason has played there. Some Jason Trusnik and can move Barton. Barton can play either Mike or Will. So that gives some flexibility depending on if you wanted to go with a bigger guy, wanted to go with, you know, a not as big guy. Gives some flexibility there just because he's played both spots.
Do you know how DeQuell hurt the shoulder?
It was somewhere, might have been on one of the catches by Miller.
Can you finish the first half with it?
I'm not sure exactly where it was, but it was pretty late in the half.
Have you talked to him?
Yeah, talked to him yesterday, texted with him a little bit last night. I know you're shocked by my savvy, but yeah, did a little bit of that. And, you know, DeQuell's such a good guy, and he'll be, even though he's not playing on the field, he'll be very active in meetings. He'll work with the young guys. He'll work with whoever. I mean, that's who he is. And his concern isn't him. His concern is getting ready for Green Bay. I mean, even when I text back and forth, he's like, you know, don't worry about me. Let's go on Green Bay. So.
Is there a surgery scheduled?
Yeah, you know, the timeline exactly I don't have right now.
Eric, what's up with Vekune? He doesn't appear to be one of the options.
Inside. No, I made a mistake, Tony. I should have added him to that list as well, because David's done. He's made a lot of progress inside playing the mic, and because he's been there, I didn't think to list him with the group.
What went into the thinking of moving him? I mean, to go from defensive end to outside linebacker is a big enough adjustment. But to go to inside linebacker is going to be even harder.
Yeah, it's saw a lot of parallels with him and Bruschi, and in terms of body type, in terms of the ability to rush from an inside position, which is unique in itself. And you know, Teddy in 2000, when he first moved inside, quite a bit of transition, because it's a different world. But once he got used to it, he was very effective. And I'm not saying, one, that the lines are going to follow exactly the same way. I'm just saying body type, past experience, speed, the ability to come up and take on guards, all those things I thought David would do a real nice job with. Even height, you know, some of that tend to be a little – not quite as tall as the outside backers.
Why did Kaluka go in then in Pittsburgh and not Ficuni?
Because Kaluka plays the will, and that's what DeQuell plays, so it was the easiest, based on the reps that we had allocated during practice, it was the progression that we had set. You know, if something happened to DeQuell, they same position.
So Ficuni gets some reps at will now?
No, what I was saying is you could move Barton to will and Ficuni to Mike. Barton's played both, and he's advanced enough where he could play either at any point.
With David being a second rounder, is it disappointing that he hasn't gotten that many defensive reps during games?
No, not necessarily. As we've talked about before, everybody develops differently, and that's not an easy spot. You got to be able to get in, run the huddle. You have to be able to call out all the adjustments. You have to be able to make all the run-pass read. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on there, and it is a big transition going from end to that spot. But you got to do it at some point. So I thought the value of him getting that experience, working at that spot, you know, looking at it, again, short-term and long-term, thought that would be best for his development.
Can you talk about adding another tight end? Is Steve Hyden hurting? Or
I think it's going to be the same as last week, where we got to go through the week and see where he is. So the thought process was to bring somebody in at the beginning of the week and just have another person available. Should it not go the way we want it, hopefully it will. And for the thinking there.
A really good 1-2 punch of wide receiver with Jennings and Driver. Can you talk a little bit about them and how effective they've been? They've been really in sync with Roger this year.
Yeah, they're outstanding, and they've run really crisp routes. And you know, especially with Jennings, his ability to make people miss after the fact. Even when we were looking at Brett in New York, there were a lot of big plays, what you consider big plays, 40-yard plays, 50-yard plays, and the reality was they weren't actually 40-yard throws down the field. It might have been a slant to Jennings for 10 where he broke it for 40, and he's got good strength, good change of direction, things like that. You know, Driver's made some unbelievable catches, a couple one-handed grabs on the sideline. He's got excellent hands, speed, and they're good-sized guys as well.
How impressive is Rodgers to you, not only – because of what he does on the field, but the circumstances and who he had to replace, and, you know, we had to just keep the ball rolling.
Yeah, that's a tough draw when you got to replace Favre in Green Bay. But he's obviously got tremendous maturity. You can see the development that he's made over the course of time. And it's pretty impressive quarterback rating, his efficiency in terms of completions, and you know, I don't know him personally, but just in watching him, I imagine he's a pretty hard worker and really has developed his craft over the years.
Like Matthews, this guy looks like he's playing pretty well as a rookie. The guy you looked at closely in the draft, obviously needing a pass rusher.
Yeah, I liked Clay, and spent a lot of time with him out at USC. Yeah, smart kid. Actually talked a lot about the Browns. Talked about his dad. Really interesting guy, too. Talked a little politics, talked a lot of topics that you don't traditionally have in an interview with a player. He's a very intellectual guy, and he's a tough guy, he's a physical guy, all those things.
Like a chip off the old block?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty good genetics.
Roethlisberger, when Kaluka came in the game, did he pick on him in some of those pass coverage? Or you tried to look him off?
I wish it was just him. You know, he's picked on a lot of people, and I don't think it changed his approach that dramatically.
Eric, can you talk about the importance of team speed on defense, just in your mind, and also as a follow up to that? How much do you think that the struggles that the linebackers and defensive backs have had in coverage are due to maybe a lack of team speed?
Just depends on how you're built. Some teams are built really small and fast, and some teams are built bigger. Both have merit. Both have some great things to them. I think that where we can improve on is, or some of the issues we had this past weekend were run after the catch. I mean, there's the play to Santonio Holmes, which was a comeback about 15 yards. It ends up going for 30 more yards after that, or the over route that Hines Ward stepped in front of. We had some chances to tackle him at that spot, but he gained some extra yards. Those things, it's not about speed or anything at that point. It's about leveraging the player and getting him down. And those yards all count towards passing yards, and you can't let a 15-yard completion be a 40-yard completion. And I saw it in Denver. You know, it's the same thing. You got to be able to take your hit, whatever it is, but minimize it to that and not allow it to mushroom into something more.
You stepped on McDonald the first time that happened. Did he relapse?
No, I don't think it was a function of that, Tony. I think we had other opportunities too. It wasn't, and sometimes as a corner, you are going to miss a tackle, and that's the reality. When you're sitting there on an island, you're trying to break down, it's going to happen, and there's other guys that need to help you at that point. So I think it was a group effort.
I know you weren't able to dress Francis for that game, but do you need to see him in that corner a little more?
Well, we give him a lot of reps each week, and he needs to continue to develop, and that's what I'm looking for. I think there's been some progress. It's a little bit like when we were talking about Brian early in the season. There's certain roles on special teams that he plays, and he's got to play them better than the next guy that we're bringing. Otherwise, if you're not a starter, that second guy or that other guy wins.